Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is 3 Days to Kill. Well, Kevin Costner, he's a secret agent with an amazing skill to kill people, but when he's finally ready to retire and get the chance to get his family back, he learns he's dying, so he's sent to one last mission that may save his life.
I don't want to spend the rest of my life killing for you.
You're the best agent for this job, Ethan. We need you.
I just want to spend a little more time with my daughter and my wife.
What's happening to me?
You're sick, Ethan.
So I buy back my life by killing for you.
So, believing the government has super secret agents that go around killing whoever for whatever? Sure, no problem. So how about buying into the whole idea that the guy next door being that super secret agent killing machine? You bet. Seriously, I would guess 2 out of 3 people I meet every day are undercover agents on covert missions who lead far more interesting lives than I do. Well, for sure the more exciting lives part. Then, what about the daughter not catching on to her dad spending time with her and all the while killing people off? Sure, it happens. I'm a blonde, so I kind of get the whole missing a few details along the way. And finally, accepting that a miraculous antidote can cure just about most any deadly affliction? Yeah, I believe. Ever hear of penicillin? So I'm in. Add to all of that the Kevin Costner, action, suspense, intrigue, and as any good spy movie does, a few unexpected twists and turns. This may be just the movie that guys want to see, and for obvious reasons, so do us girls. Now into another movie filled with action, it's Pompeii, which is far more than the story of Mount Vesuvius erupting and destroying everything. There were people that lived, loved, and were determined to survive.
Some prayed for help. Many wished for death.
Whatever is happening here,
live with me.
No god is gonna stop it now.
Well, holy special effects, Batman, here, there, and everywhere. But since the movie is about a giant volcano taking an entire people with fire, ash, lava, earthquakes, and tsunamis, I guess you kinda need those effects. Throw on top of that a little bit of a story, a short romance, and a smidgen of acting, you have yourself a kinda okay movie. But of course, there were some good things, like the super buff gladiator guys, amazing the shape you can be in by just eating a bowl of gruel each day. Then there's the great outfits the girls get to wear, at least the royal girls. The commoners in their burlap sacks, not so much. So if you need a complete separation from reality, and don't mind already knowing the ending, because the ending is the way it ended, kinda, the movie might do the trick. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Pompeii is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.